The kind of fiction known variously as street lit, ghetto lit, urban lit, or hip-hop lit has caught the attention of the publishing industry. Among the best-selling titles are True to the Game, Be More Careful, and Gangsta. Previously sold as typewritten photocopies from the trunks of cars and on street corners, the genre now appears in slick paperbacks that are available at bookstores and online. Sales have been impressive, but critics argue that the pulp fiction of Donald Goines and Iceberg Slim, the street lit of an earlier generation, did not need updating. Karen Michelle reports.
These aren't books you necessarily read for the spelling, the grammar, or the satisfying sense of uplift you get at the end. The novels are raw, rough, with expletives splattered as freely as the bullets, the drugs, and the equally excessive cars and accessories. A young drug dealer named Quadir is murdered, leaving behind his girlfriend Gina, her Rolex, and $15 million, and one of the bestsellers in the genre, True to the Game. Terry Woods is the book's publisher and author.
As you struggle to hustle, taking gain after loss, don't get discouraged, just remember who's boss.
Handle the book opens with what Woods calls the game anthem.
What choice do you have? It's in you by nature. Your only fault is being a player. That was like the little intro to my book.
It's also just about the only part that can be read on air without a whole lot of bleeping. The story comes from Woods' life as a high school dropout, a young single mother, and in jail.
I survived. So that was sort of like, you know, a lot of inspiration from people around me just saying, girl, you need to write a book. I'm like, I know. I should, right? They're like, Terry, oh my God, girl, it'll be a bestseller. And who knew?
Woods estimates that True to the Game has sold around 400,000 copies. She started in 1998, selling them out of the back of her car.
Typed them on a typewriter and photocopied them and then glued them together. And sold it for $20. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you didn't just sit on the street with your trunk open.
I sell an umbrella in the desert.
Once Woods got a barcode and distributors, there was no need. BookScan tracked sales of 99,000 copies of True to the Game between January 2001 and November 2003. There are two other authors on her roster who contacted her from prison.
When I put True to the Game out, and this is the truth, I put that book out, there was one street story called Coldest Winter Ever by Sister Soldier. There was nothing but True to the Game. And then I gave him Be More Careful. There was still nothing. True to the Game, Be More Careful, Coldest Winter, street stories. Now there's nothing but street genre being sold in urban bookstores and Barnes & Nobles and from the street vendors across this country. It is a very big market now.
This is hyperbole, though the numbers are impressive enough. According to BookScan again, The Coldest Winter Ever sold more than 400,000 copies and Be More Careful, 94,000, in just under a three-year period. Enough that the author, Shannon Holmes, recently signed a six-figure, two-novel deal with Atria Books, a division of Simon & Schuster. Malaika Adaro is a senior editor at Atria.
We noticed that, you know, that it's very lucrative, it's very popular. You know, so the bookstore, the chain bookstores, wanted to have access, you know, to this product, just like the independent stores. So it behooved us to get on board and acquire these people.
The audience, says Adaro, is overwhelmingly Black, young, and if it wants to read at all, wants something that's pretty juicy and edgy, if not reflective of their experience. Adaro admits that calling the books literature may be a bit of a stretch, since they have much in common with the pulp fiction of yore, and especially with each other.
The stories and the themes are often similar. I mean, they're dealing with today's issues, money, fame, you know, all those things that we aspire to and aspire for. And that's what the characters in these novels, first and foremost, they're trying to survive. They're trying to survive. So in Bad Girls, for example, he's writing about how good girls become bad girls. And what that means in this case is how young women, unwittingly or not, end up trading sex for money.
Bad Girls, that's G-I-R-L-Z, is Shannon Holmes' big-time debut on Atria. His editor, Adaro, reads from the beginning.
Some buy and sell drugs by selling or using drugs. This is their way to escape a grimy reality. Some sell no less than their souls. Nestled in with the Hispanic families on 9th and Indiana lived a Black family. something took place in their household that would change a young girl's life forever. See, that sets the stage for how a good girl becomes a bad girl.
Bad Girls came out in October. As of mid-November, the book sold more than 8,000 copies. It's carried in Barnes & Noble in the regular fiction section, not, say, with the murder mysteries. And it's available in independent bookstores.
Oh, good. You know, we just got in a new book, too, by Bale.
James Fugate is the co-owner of Esawan Books in South Los Angeles, the largest African-American bookstore in the city. He says Esawan will carry nearly everything customers may want, including street literature, whether or not he likes the books.
I hate it. I hate the ghetto literature. I hate the street literature name. I mean, what does that really mean, you know, the street literature? You know, it's the whole culture we live up under that promotes violence and rap music and violent movies, and people think the only thing they can go see is a violent film. They can't go see something that might stimulate their mind or make them think. You know, that's all those books are, you know.
Simon & Schuster and the self-publishers are betting that that's fine with the public. In November, Terry Woods published her latest book, Dutch. She's betting this one will really make her a player. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle.